The National Transitional Legislative Assembly on Monday approved an amended version of the 2012 Political Parties Act in accordance with provisions of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement ahead of general election is scheduled to take place next year. The 2022 Political Parties Act covers 7 provisions, including the establishment of political parties, their registration, and their financial allocations for their development and growth. Some lawmakers say the new rule is intended to push out minority political parties before the 2023 election and disagree on the modalities of financing political parties as well as the conditions for a party to be legally registered. Lawmaker Onyoti Adigo with the Democratic Change Party says he wonders whether the Committee on Legislation and Justice held a public hearing to gather the public views on the bill before it was passed.
When the bill is referred to the committee, it has to have a public hearing, calling all political parties to accept what is there so that it becomes recommendation of the committee. But if it is or if it was discussed by the committee alone without public hearing as an important bill, I think it cannot work.
Lawmaker Peter Lomude Francis of Ye County in Central Equatoria State is a member of the National Democratic Movement, which is an affiliate of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, a signatory to the Revitalized Peace Agreement. Francis says the purpose of the Political Parties Act should be to regulate parties' activity rather than obstruct parties' operation. Francis questioned whether it is practical for the parties to register 10 months ahead of the election as is stated in the Act.
If you go by the matrix in the agreement, by the 22nd of December this year, the transitional period is coming to an end. So by saying parties are to comply, the registered parties are to comply 10 months, it means you will go for election without being registered, or you will go to election without this law that regulates parties. Number two is on the issue of marginalized groups. You cannot deny the fact that there exist some groups that are not in the politics. So I would like to suggest that this provision of marginalized groups should be maintained.
Paulino Lukudu Obede, the head of the United South Sudan Party, says the ruling party SPLM is taking advantage of having a majority in parliament to block democratic space. Obede tells South Sudan in Focus the act was not passed procedurally because it did not include the views of the other political parties. He says during a recent roundtable discussion organized by the Ministry of Peacebuilding, the parties recommended that for a political party to fully register, it should have 300 rather than 500 eligible voters from the states and administrative areas.
The problem is the sustainability and the existence and the strength of a political party after registration. By blocking the political parties from registering, which is the free democratic process, then this is giving opportunity for people to have movements, rebellious movements, rather than having a non-armed political party. So yesterday, of course, it was passed this way.
Chapter 2 of the 2012 Political Parties Act, as amended, says registered political parties should be entitled to hold and address public meetings in any area in South Sudan for the purpose of publicizing the political party and recruiting members, and protection by the state security agencies will be provided to hold peaceful meetings. Obede says the act does not cover immunity of the party leader or funding questions.
Money that will go to political parties should be before elections, but in the bill was actually after elections, based on the number of the votes you get. So, which means if the elections could not be free and fair, some of the political parties will not get the money that goes to them through elections.
Despite reservation from some political party leaders, lawmakers from the SPLM says they support the act as approved. Nyayar Johnson from the SPLM, who represents Jungule State in the National Parliament, says the required number of members of a political party to register can be achieved.
We know in the East Africa, Kenya has the most population. For you to register a political party in Kenya is not a joke. It's not a tribalist party. So I support the report that said 500 has to go as it is.
The act was passed by an overwhelming majority in the parliament. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.